Hello.
Hello, my name is Cheryl. Giving you a call back from XPO. How may I assist
Yes.
you?
Oh, brother. Well, I'm still waiting to hear from them, but the man I was speaking to before, I waited about 19 minutes. I figured I better call again. You people, what is it? XPO delivered and installed, didn't deliver, installed my Bosch dishwasher. And the man was very rude. Not only his rudeness, I would have dealt with. My husband gave him this big tip, which my husband doesn't pay attention, you know. And I said, "Well, what's going on?" And he kept pushing buttons on the display. I said, "What are you doing? We just want a simple explanation. I've used dishwashers for 100 years. That's it." And he goes, "That's it." And he wanted out of here. So he went out, and about 10 minutes later, I look out. He's still out there in his car, and I walk into the kitchen to see if the whatever he turned on has finished its cycle or whatever, and it had an E on it. And I said, "Error. That's, you know, my is an error. E generally means there's a problem." So I looked out, and he was still in the car. So I went out, and I said, "There's a problem here. There's an E coming up on the display with this other number." And he goes, "Oh, I don't know." And you know, it was getting close to 5 o'clock, and he just didn't want to bother. And he came in the house, and he goes, "Just let it finish the cycle. Can you hear it? It's running." I said, "Yeah, I hear it's running, but what about the display with an E and some number you?" And I asked him, "What does that mean?" He goes, "I don't know." So he said, "It'll go away." I said, "Well, you know, I would prefer you get it fixed properly before you, I mean, you're finished, so you can finish your installation and we can use it." He says,
Okay.
"No." He says, "No." He goes, "Call Bosch and have them fire me." I said, "I will. Sir, you have a very bad attitude." And that was that. And I'm getting nowhere. I still don't have a dishwasher.
Okay.
It's really not okay, but I
That
know
is
you followed
horrible.
me. Yeah, it is horrible. And I'm upset because my husband's very old. And, you know, he saw the guy on the floor doing it. He figured, you know, everything was fine, right? No, John. You have to, you know. So his name was Ali, Allie,
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. He didn't give
It's
his last name.
ALI.
Yeah, Ali. He said he told my husband he was from Morocco. And he did speak with an accent. And that was it. He was gone. He got in that car and he left. And we still don't have a dishwasher. So I don't know who hires these people. I mean, he was XPO's, you know, was handling this. And your people called late yesterday afternoon and said they'd be out between 4 and 8 p.m. I said, "Okay." My husband was here. I came in. He got here a little early, probably about 3:15 or something. And I came home, and you know, he was still on the floor working on it. So what do you think we have got to do? I mean, I'm a woman without a dishwasher for now. It's 10 days. And it really bugs me because the charge for this was, it's a Bosch. It's supposed to be a good dishwasher. And $368 was charged for the installation. Can you believe it? And my husband tipped him. We're not wealthy people. We're on a fixed income. We're retired. We live in a retirement village here. So what can you do for me?
And I
What
see the
can you
person
do?
you spoke to earlier, because this is under, because I put your phone number in to pull up the account. So Catherine Campbell at 514 Kingston Way, The Villages, Florida.
That's correct.
Okay, yes. So the young man you spoke to, he wasn't able to get anyone on the phone, so he has sent an email over to find out what is going on with the order.
Who did he send the email to?
It goes over to area management.
Of your company?
Yes.
Or are there a lot of companies working on this?
Yeah,
so he sent an email to someone at XPO.
Yes.
Okay. What is your name?
My name is
I'm
Cheryl.
Collecting
S-H-E-R-Y-L-L.
Say it again.
S as in Sam.
Yeah.
H-E-R, Y as in yellow. L as in Larry, L as in Larry.
So Cheryl.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. I have an accent and you have an accent.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So Cheryl, how's this all going to work out?
Okay. What's going to happen now is management will give you a call and so they can get this taken care of, because he should have stayed and waited till everything was done.
That's right. Let the cycle finish. I didn't care if he did a short one or whatever, but he just kept pressing buttons. I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing? Not out loud, you know? All right, so you have the picture. You made your notes. You know what happened.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, it's Saturday night, and what do you think your management's going to do?
They will... One, they got to get up with the technician's office and speak with the tech and his manager, and then they will reach out to you. So it may be early Monday before you hear from someone, but they are
really
going to be working on it. Yes, ma'am.
So I have to wait till Monday. Boy, this guy really did me in. Do you have the name, his full name?
I just have... Allie, let's see.
Yeah, he said Allie was his name.
Yeah.
And he's an employee of XPO?
He's a third-party vendor. His company name is Mark, M-A-R-K.
Oh, yeah, he had... Yeah, he had that on his shirt, Mark,
uh-huh.
M-A-R-K.
R-O-S-A-D-O.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, Mark, O-S-D, uh-uh. David O?
Uh-uh. R as in Robert, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, A as in Albert, D as in Delta, O as in
Wait
Oscar.
Wait a second, I missed one letter there. R as in Robert, O, S as in Sam.
A.
What's
as in Albert.
Hmm?
A as in Albert.
Okay.
D as in Delta. O as in Orange.
Okay. And what is that? Is that the person's
Mark
Allie's?
Rosario Services. Yes, that's who Allie
worked for. It's part of the title. Mark Rosario Services.
Yes.
Where are they located?
They're located in Florida.
There? Okay. Where am I coming into with you?
I am actually in Alabama.
Well, you said something about being in another state.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we have an Allie at Rosad.
Services.
Mark Rosada Services. Okay.
Yes,
ma'am. Do you have their phone number?
No, ma'am. I don't have their phone number. We communicate with them
okay.
by email.
I
and
gotcha.
That chat message.
Okay. Well, if there's any way that, you know, there's so many things on this water sheet, 7 days, 9, you know, 24 hours and all that stuff, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Yes, ma'am. Now,
all
it's
right.
still
well,
pretty early for Saturday, so... Anything could happen.
All right, my dear. I thank you very much for listening, and let's see if, I mean, women have a way of getting things done, you know?
Yes, ma'am. We do our best.
We do look better than the others. All right. I'm going to hang up now. I have to take care of supper now.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for giving us a call here at XPO.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.